All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league. All right, friends, it's HoopBall promo time. This is big because this is our 2020-2021 NBA season product rollout, and I am so excited to tell you about what we've got. We almost never push our HoopBall products, but this is the window of the year where we need to power that engine. So let me tell you what's out. We've got our draft guide, our flagship shining beacon to the most comprehensive draft guide in fantasy. We cover all over 400 players this season with future access pass to our Brewski 150. Now, if you don't know what the Brewski 150 is, I'm here to give you the need-to-know info. This is the fantasy draft list that has beaten every other list for 10 straight years. And new this year for HoopBall, we're unveiling our monthly membership plans featuring our fantasy pass, draft guide, Brewski 150, our new DFS pass, premium in-season tools, as well as our wager pass for sports bettors. Everything you need, we've got you covered. 365 around the clock, HoopBall Tools is your one-stop shop for your NBA treasure trove of fantasy need-to-know information. All that you need and more, check us out. Head to hoop-ball.com or follow at HoopBallFantasy on Twitter now. Check it out, give us a follow, get your tools, and win your league.
The following is a HoopBall presentation.
Good evening and welcome to Box Score Breakdown. This is Hank Aaron. This is October 29th. And we've got three games on the docket tonight. Let's start with the Hawks at Miami. Over on the Hawks side, John Collins with a big evening tonight. 10 of 17 from the field, 5 of 8 from the three-point line, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, 1 turnover, 30 points total. Now, his line was helped because of the Trae Young injury. Young went down early in the game, rolled his ankle. Preliminary tests don't show anything long-term. However, there's an MRI still to come. So, as long as he's healthy, and we're hoping that he is healthy, Collins' usage will probably come back down in the future, but a big night tonight, and he's going to be in line for larger lines over the next few games if Young is out. Other players here, DeAndre Hunter had 28 minutes tonight, only 2 of 8 from the field, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 2 turnovers, not much to look at there. Cam Reddish, he's a rookie. He's someone to kind of keep monitoring throughout the year, but he's already had been given a pretty big role in the team. 26 minutes, 2 of 10 from the field, 0 of 5 from the three-point line, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, only 6 points. Shooting is obviously disappointing, but you have to like the aggressiveness. You have to like the usage. You have to like the minutes. So if he's someone that can improve his efficiency, he's someone that could become a fantasy asset down the line. Keep your eye on Cam Reddish. Alex Len, 18 minutes tonight, 4 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists, but 4 blocks to salvage the fantasy line. So, Alex Len, if you're desperate for a big guy, his contributions and blocks may be sufficient to keep him on your roster in a 12 or 14 team league. Otherwise, not much going on with him. Off the bench, we had Jabari Parker. Again, he's another guy that may be getting help by the Trae Young injury. 5 of 11 from the bench, 1 of 5 from the three-point line, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, 12 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals. Not a great night, but someone that may have a little uptick in value in the short term. The ageless Vince Carter, 18 minutes tonight, 3 of 8 from the field, 1 three-pointer, 1 rebound. Not really a great fantasy guy, but someone that I'll talk about as long as he stays in the league. Bembry, 27 minutes off the bench, 4 of 7 from the field, hit a 3, 9 points, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 rebound. Again, he's someone that not really so fantasy relevant, but if Trae Young is out, he's somebody that may be there to help pick up the slack. Someone to keep an eye on, again, if you're desperate, if you need a streaming guy, someone to look at is DeAndre Bembry. Over on the Heat side, we had the return of Jimmy Butler. He was out for the birth of his daughter, so congratulations to Jimmy Butler on that. Obviously not an injury-related thing, and so we can expect him to step in and be at full health. He looked pretty healthy tonight, 5 of 11 from the field, 1 of 2 from the three-point line, 10 of 15 from the free-throw line, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 steals, 4 turnovers, 21 points. As the top guy on the Heat, you can expect a big season from Jimmy Butler this year. The free throws are obviously a little bit below what you'd expect him to do, but otherwise the line looks pretty good and it should be a good indicator of things to come for him. Myles Leonard, he had 25 minutes, but only 3 points, 2 assists, 9 rebounds, and 3 blocks. So if you're desperate for blocks and he keeps getting these minutes, you know, he's someone that you may be able to use, although he's not going to get 3 a game. Myers Leonard, you know, just not the best fantasy option out there. But again, if you're desperate and he keeps getting these minutes, you see maybe you could plug him in if you're desperate for those type of stats. Justice Winslow continuing his slow start to the season. 1 of 7 from the field goal. 0 of 3 from the three-point line, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 4 turnovers. Really tough night if you've owned him. Really tough night if you own him. Tough to own him all season, but he's someone that should improve at least a little bit. Not someone I'm too high on. Bam Adebayo, one of the big sleepers coming into the year, one of the big hoop ball guys, keeping it going. 4 of 7 from the field, 9 of 10 from the free throw line. 10 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 2 turnovers, 17 points total, contributing all over the place, filling up the box score. He's going to keep it going. He should be a top 35 guy all year long with upside for even more than that. Kendrick Nunn was unclear if he was producing in the earlier part of the season just because Butler was out, but Butler was back tonight. He was still pretty good, 7 of 18 from the field, 3 three-pointers, 3 assists, 1 steal. 3 turnovers isn't that good if you're a 9 category, but you'll take it. 17 points for someone that you may have gotten really at the end of your draft. Off the bench, Tyler Hero. He is what I'm calling this season, he's the airplane sleeper. When me and my friend were coming back from the fantasy draft in Vegas, we were talking fantasy basketball, gentleman right next to us, just at the end of the flight, didn't say anything to us all flight long as we were exiting the plane. He told us, hey, guys, I got a name for you, Tyler Hero. Check him out. He's going to be a good one this year. And man, was he right. Tyler Hero, 29 minutes tonight, 7 of 9 from the field, 12 of 16 from the free throw line, 3 threes, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 29 points. Monster night from him. Jimmy Butler was back, so again, not because Butler was out. He looks like he's going to be a good find, and anyone who snagged him, congratulations to you. Anyone who snagged him in a dynasty league, big congratulations to you. Goran Dragic, 30 minutes, 7 of 12 from the field, 5 3-pointers, disappointing 2 of 4 from the free throw line, but otherwise pretty good line. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 turnovers, not what you want to see, but 21 points total. If you've got Dragic, it's a pretty good line for the evening. Kelly Olynyk, tough start to the year. It's still going on. Only 18 minutes tonight. 0 of 5 from the field. 3 rebounds, 1 steal, 3 turnovers. He's someone that has been said to have been dealing with an injury. He may not be fully healthy yet. The lines are disappointing. And he's somebody that does tend to get banged up as the season goes on. So if he's already unhealthy, it's going to be an issue. If it's just a poor line, it's a poor line, but he hasn't been performing well all season. Tough guy to own in 12 team, tough to even own in 14 teams. But the upside is there. Keep your eye on him if he's on your wire and you're in a 14 team league. Next game tonight, we had the Mavericks visiting the Nuggets. Nuggets were undefeated coming into the evening, but a big fourth quarter for the Mavericks give them the win. Dwight Powell is back. Only 14 minutes played tonight. 1 of 2 from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 1 turnover, 4 points. Not a great line, but give him a couple more games. Let's see if he can get back into form. If you held him through the injury, you might as well give him a little bit longer just to see if he can get back up. Kristaps Porzingis, poor game for him tonight. 4 of 14 from the field, 1 of 8 from the three-point line, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 14 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers, 10 points total. With Kristaps, it's really not a big deal that he performed poorly tonight. We know the numbers are going to be there. He's a very talented guy, and he's a helpful guy to own in fantasy leagues of all formats. The issue with him is going to be the health. So I wouldn't be concerned about those numbers. I'd be more concerned about his long-term health, as I would be every game with Kristaps. But don't get scared off by one poor game. Dorian Finney-Smith, 5 of 7 from the field, 2 of 2 from the three-point line, 1 rebound, 12 points. Not exactly a fantasy-relevant guy in 12-team leagues, but keep an eye again. If there's injuries and some usage opens up, he may be able to sneak on your radars. Luka Doncic, only 3 of 12 from the field, 1 of 6 from the three-point line, 5 of 8 from the free-throw line, 12 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 4 turnovers. So he's been on a heater to start the season. He cooled off tonight. The question with him is really going to be the efficiency. The field goal and free throw were both subpar tonight. His percentages haven't been that great to start the year, but he's been pouring in all the other categories. So he's someone that if you own, obviously you've been enjoying the ride until tonight, and you should start enjoying it again as soon as his next game. So really nothing to worry about, but let's see how his percentages even out over the course of the year. Seth Curry might be a fringy guy in 12 or 14 team leagues. 25 minutes tonight, 4 of 8 from the field, 2 threes, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 10 points. Not somebody I'm going to add just yet. Maybe in a 14 team league I would, but not someone I would add in a 12-team league just yet. But if there's, again, injury to Kristaps or something else where some minutes or some usage opens up with the Mavericks, he could get on the radar. Off the bench, Maximilian Kleber, 6 of 12 from the field, 1 of 4 from the three-point line, 7 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 3 blocks, 14 points. Great line if you own him. He's not typically a 12-team guy. You might have him in a 14-team league, in which case this was a spectacular line. Even if you had him in a 12-team league, it's a good line this tonight. Jalen Brunson, 4 of 8 from the bench. 3 of 7 from the free throw line, 4 rebounds, 8 assists, 11 points. Delon Wright, 24 minutes tonight, 5 of 8 from the field, missed his only 3-point shot, 2 of 3 from the line, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, 1 steal. So Wright continues to get a decent role on this team. There was a lot of hype on him coming into the year. He hasn't quite lived up to all the hype, but his numbers are still pretty decent. If you own him, I'd hold on to him. I do own him, and I am holding on to him. So I think that this kind of serves as the floor, and even as the floor, it's not too bad. Tim Hardaway Jr., 5 of 9 off the bench, 4 three-pointers, 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 14 points. If you need points and threes in a pinch, he's a decent player. He's someone that can help you in those categories. If you're in a points league, he might be helpful as well. And then Justin Jackson, not somebody I'm really looking at in general, but 4 of 4 tonight, 2 of 2 from the 3-point line, 10 points, only 1 assist, no other stats in any other category. So that's it for the Mavericks side. They got a good win at Denver, and we'll see if they can stay competitive in real NBA, which might bode well for their fantasy players too. Over on the Nuggets side, Paul Millsap had been kind of quiet the first three games of the season. Busted loose a little bit tonight. 9 of 17 from the field. 4 of 7 from the three-point line. 1 of 1 from the free throw line. 8 rebounds. No assists, no steals, no blocks, no turnovers. But 23 and 8 with 4 threes and the fantastic percentages. You'll take that from Paul Millsap. Nikola Jokic, 33 minutes tonight. 10 rebounds, 10 assists. 10 points, triple double, 3 steals, 4 turnovers. Decent line, not the greatest Nikola Jokic line, but again, 10 rebounds, 10 assists, pretty good, good percentages, not a bad line. Jamal Murray, 34 minutes tonight, 7 of 13 from the field, 0 of 4 from the 3-point line, but he'll be better there in the future, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 16 points. Murray, we know he's a mid-tier point guard. Some are hoping for a step forward this season. It's going to be tough with so many good players on the team. But again, he'll have some big nights. He'll have some small nights. But ultimately, he'll be a decent point guard. His valuation shouldn't change too much from a top 60 player. Will Barton coming into the season kind of went under the radar. Wasn't rated too highly in many fantasy circles. Mostly due to the fact that this team is so deep, but he had a big line tonight, 8 of 16 from the field, 2 threes, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, but 11 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 19 points total. If he's a free agent in a 12-team league, he's a pretty good player, he's worth an add in 12 teams. 10 teams, his production may be too shaky to add. 14 teams, obviously, I don't think he's going to be available anyway. Gary Harris, another guy kind of, who's a pretty good player, but due to the deep Mavericks team, questions about how much usage he would get, how much he'd be able to put up statistically. But tonight, good night for him. 6 of 15 from the field, 4 of 10 from the 3-point line, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and a steal. He should be around the top 100 as long as he's healthy. So keep that in mind. He's had trouble staying healthy, so there is that issue. If you could trade him, I would. But as long as he's healthy, he should hover around the top 100. Off the bench, and this is really kind of a bunch of good players, none of whom are great for fantasy, and all of whom are harming some of the starters in terms of their long-term fantasy potential, but a lot of good guys. Plumlee off the bench, 2 of 3 from the field, 3 of 6 from the free throw line, 3 assists, no steals, no blocks. He's someone that can help in those categories, especially blocks. But the poor free throw shooting has always been a drag on his fantasy value. Torrey Craig, 11 minutes tonight, 1 of 1 from the field, 1 rebound, 1 block, 2 points. Jeremy Grant, 17 minutes tonight, 0 of 5 from the field, 0 of 4 from the 3-point line, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 turnover, but 0 points. Monty Morris, 14 minutes tonight, 3 of 5 from the field, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 6 points. Malik Beasley, 3 of 8 from the field, 1 rebound, 2 assists, 1 turnover, 7 points. So the bottom line with the Mavericks is that the Nuggets is that all of their starters are players that can play in 12-team leagues. Obviously, no questions about Jokic or Murray. Millsap, Barton, and Harris, these guys are all going to be around the top 100. So many good players on this team. It's hard for any one of them to really stand out from a fantasy perspective. And their deep bench just kind of compounds that issue. However, everyone on this team is fantasy relevant in the sense that if players get injured and other players get more minutes or more usage, they immediately become fantasy relevant. So that's true for Malik Beasley, Monte Morris, Jeremy Grant, Torrey Craig, all these guys, even Plumlee. So everyone on their bench can become a fantasy player if someone gets injured. Anyone in their starting lineup could become better if there's an injury. So the depth of this team harms the fantasy value of all their players except for Jokic. But they're all there. Keep an eye on all of them and just keep your eyes and watch them. They're a fun team to watch. The final game for the evening is going to be Memphis at L.A. This game has just got a minute left before it finishes up, so these won't be the final statistics, but it's a blowout, so I guess the starters are probably all on the bench already. But off on the Grizzlies side, we had Jay Crowder, 27 minutes, 3 of 8 from the field, 1 of 6 from the three-point line, 9 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 turnovers. He's someone that in a 12-team league, if you're desperate for threes, he can help. He's also He's also someone that's been able to contribute in defensive categories in the past. Hasn't been happening so far this year for him, but someone to consider off the waiver wires if he gets hot. Jaren Jackson Jr., he's only got 18 minutes tonight, 2 of 10 from the field, 1-3, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 7 points. He's someone that we like. He should be a top 75 guy this year, and he should get better as the season goes on. So don't panic on him. Jonas Valanciunas, 5 of 10 from the field, 4 of 4 from the free throw line, 0 of 2 from the three-point line, 11 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 turnovers, 14 and 11. Pretty standard stuff for Valanciunas. You'd like to see him hit a three. That'd be nice, too. You'd like to see the defensive stats, but none there tonight. However, these are the kind of lines he'll put. He'll give you the good field goal. He'll give you the good free throw. Again, another guy's top 75 guy and should be pretty consistent all year long. Ja Morant, 6 of 13 from the field, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 1 three-pointer, 16 points, and 3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 4 turnovers. So, rookie, we didn't know exactly what to expect, but he's doing pretty good so far. He's doing good in real life, and he's doing good from a fantasy perspective. So if you own him, you got to be happy with what he's producing. Dylan Brooks, 23 minutes tonight, 8 points, 4 assists, 1 steal. Not quite on the fantasy radar for me, but again, someone to monitor off the bench. And again, depending on how the season rolls, he may be getting on the radar in 12-team leagues. Brandon Clark, this is a hoopball favorite. 18 minutes tonight, 4 of 9 from the field, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He had 10 points, 1 block, 1 steal, 1 rebound, 1 turnover. He's someone where the minutes aren't quite there yet, but he will be at the fringe of 12-team value because of his contributions and steals and blocks. His percentages were pretty good tonight, too, so keep your eye on him. If a larger role opens up for him, he can end up being a really good player this season. Kyle Anderson, formerly an interesting fantasy guy, but 17 minutes tonight, 2 points, 2 assists, 3 rebounds, 1 turnover. Looks like, his ability has been he's been injured the last couple seasons. He's still not fully healthy based on reports. He may need to get rested at some period to try to repair those issues, but not playing well and well off the radar in 12-team leagues for the moment. Again, because of his past production, you can keep an eye on him, but he's got to get more minutes and more usage in order to be a useful fantasy asset. Tyus Jones, 16 minutes tonight, 4 points, 2 assists. As long as John Moran is healthy, it's going to be hard for him to carve out a big enough role to be fantasy relevant. But if they start mixing up the rotations, playing them together, or otherwise Jones gets into a 30-minute role one way or another, he could be on the fantasy radar, just not yet. Grayson Allen, a player that a lot of guys love to hate, 4 of 14 from the field, 1 of 6 from the three-point line, 4 of 4 from the free throw, 13 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, and 4 turnovers. Maybe 16-team leagues for him. Depends on what you need, but if you need three-point shooting, it's not going to be on the 12-team radar, may not even be on the 14-team radar, but 16-team leagues could potentially use him. Then you have Marko Gudurić, 22 minutes tonight, but 0 of 5 from the field, 0 of 4 from the three-point line, 3 assists, 1 block, no points. So obviously not a great night, and he probably got a little extra burn because of the blowout nature of this game, but it's always kind of intriguing when a player shoots threes, gets assists, and also gets blocks. So, again, not someone that you're looking to add in leagues of almost any size, but just keep your eye on him, see what happens with his playing time. If he steps up a little bit, it looks like he does have this kind of stat profile that could be very helpful for a team. Now, let's get to the real story here. The Los Angeles Lakers and Anthony Davis. 31 minutes tonight, and I believe it was through three quarters, he was at 40 and 20. 40 points, 20 rebounds, monster game from him. 7 of 17 from the field, ho-hum. 0 of 2 from the three-point line, ho-hum. But 26 of 27 from the free throw line. What a night from the line for Anthony Davis. 2 assists and 2 blocks with 0 turnovers to round it out. This guy's a stud, probably the number one player in fantasy. If it wasn't for those frequent trips to the locker room, you know, he'd be the slam dunk number one guy. But it's tough to own him. It's tough to look at your top player every 3 or 4 games and here he has some ailment or another. But even with those ailments, Anthony Davis is more durable than it seems because he didn't miss so many games last year, even though he went out so many times. The games that he missed, were most of them were at the end of the season after they'd shut him down or after he made his trade request and all that. So he's more durable than he seems. He's putting up these monster lines. He's probably the number one guy in fantasy right now. His teammate, the number one guy in real life, LeBron James, 8 of 15 from the field, 5 of 7 from the free throw line, 2 threes, 23 points, 1 block, 8 assists. So it looks like his numbers are kind of starting to, and 6 turnovers hurts a little bit in 9 category leagues, but we're starting to get a feel for what his numbers are going to be with Anthony Davis. Points in the mid-20s, good assist numbers. Rebounding was poor tonight, but I think obviously that's going to get a little better. Shoot a couple threes. He should be around the top 15 all year. JaVale McGee getting the bulk of center minutes tonight, 29 minutes, 5 of 7 from the field, 1 block, 2 turnovers, 10 points, 9 rebounds. It's going to be tough to own him if Dwight Howard is there and healthy, but if he's getting 29 minutes a night, obviously he's going to be a good player for fantasy. He's probably going to have fewer minutes in most of the other games, but as long as he's giving you 10 points, 10 rebounds, and a block or two, he's worth owning. Danny Green, disappointing for me tonight. 3 of 6 from the field, 2 threes, 1 assist, 1 steal, 1 turnover, 8 points. Only 19 minutes. I'm expecting him to play more this year, but I guess these type of things can happen in blowouts. Avery Bradley, 24 minutes tonight, 5 of 9 from the field, 1 3, 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 12 points for him. Jared Dudley with 6 minutes, 1 assist, 1 steal, not much there. Troy Daniels, 20 minutes, 2 of 7 from the field, 1 of 5 from the three-point line, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. 1 turnover, 5 points. Dwight Howard had a big game last game, but only 19 minutes tonight with 2 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 1 turnover. I think that's quietly a decent fantasy night. So not a lot of minutes there, not a lot of points, but 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. Not the worst. Quinn Cook, 21 minutes tonight, 3 of 8 from the field, 1 of 5 from the three-point line. 3 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 7 points. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, 6 of 11, 13 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 block, 1 turnover. And then Alex Caruso, 13 minutes, 0 of 4 from the field, 0 of 2 from the 3-point line, 0 points, 4 assists, 3 steals, 1 block, 2 turnovers. Not really on the fantasy radar either. So on the Lakers, we've got Davis, possibly the top guy in the league. Maybe in real life, maybe in fantasy. LeBron James, you know, top 15 guy for fantasy purposes. JaVale McGee, he's a fine block specialist as long as he's getting the minutes. And he's getting them for now. And he stays healthy. Danny Green, probably around the top 100 for his contributions in threes, steals, and blocks. And then Bradley, you know, maybe slightly out of the fantasy radar, but if he's getting 24 minutes a night, the Lakers really need a solid third option. Kuzma is out. There's no telling when he'll be back. I guess the upside of that means that he could be back by the next game. But doesn't seem like he's going to be back anytime soon, and it seems like this could be an injury that he has to deal with for a long period of time, if not the entire year. So with Kuzma going out, the Lakers are going to need some firepower tonight. Anthony Davis, you know, decided to take on the bulk himself. In the future, they will need some other players to chip in. My hope is, because I've got Danny Green in a few places, that he steps into that role to some degree. But we know what he is. He's not a guy that's going to be a big-time scorer, but he'll shoot his threes. Avery Bradley's got a little bit more potential there. Cook, Daniels, Pope, these are guys who can provide some offense, but are going to be tough to be consistent. So that pretty much wraps it up for tonight, October 29th. Three games on the docket, three games up, three games down. I will be around on Twitter, HankAaron26. You can tweet at me. You can ask me questions. I'm happy to help. I'm happy to go through your teams, talk about who's on the wire, who's available in your league, trades you want to make, whatever it is. Hit me up, HankAaron26. And then otherwise, visit HoopBall for everything you need. We've got articles coming out every day. We've got the blurbs on the right side of the page, best blurbs in the business. Read them up. Keep up with those. If you keep up with those, then you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about every night. You'll be ahead of the game. You'll know about the pickups before the other players in the league pick them up. Also, Hawaiian Isles Kona Coffee, the best coffee on the market. Get some. If I was on a video cast, you'd see me drinking it. So that's what I got for you guys tonight. Have a great night. Thank you for joining me. And I will see you all next week.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.